My name's Dermot McIntyre. I work in a small radio production company, Greyhern Media, here in Kilfinan in South County Limerick, alongside my colleagues Mary MacDonald and Mairead O'Connor. Kilfinan, it's a hill town of 900 people. When it appears on the news, it often gets called Kilfinan or Kilfinane. It doesn't appear on the news that much. Our town has a new primary school with 153 pupils and 7 teachers, and it opened just a couple of months ago after a 15-year struggle.
All we wanted was a new school for, God, I don't know how many years.
The old school building was 170 years old and last refurbished in 1910. My son started junior infants in a building with outdoor toilets. In 2010, the school had to be closed for 5 weeks because the water froze in the toilet bowls.
And kids were going out in the height of the winter. Icy grounds and everything could slip and get injured.
The partitions between classrooms were so thin you could hear every sound from the next room. It was cramped. Teachers couldn't move between the desks, and when it rained, the kids just stayed at those desks.
Since I was in primary school a long time ago, over in the other school, year after year we were promised next year you'll have the new school.
The Kilfinan Community's campaign for a new school went on for 15 years through a rat infestation and the tenure of 6 Ministers of Education. In June 2008, parents withdrew their kids out of school in protest at the conditions. That made the news.
Angry parents protested at Kilfinan National School today and withdrew their children at the morning break time. They say they're beyond disappointment at this stage about promises made about a new school building, first made in 2001 by Education Minister at the time, Michael Woods.
Finally, in 2010, work started on a new greenfield site on the edge of town. But in early 2011, before the building was weatherproofed, the main contractor went bust. A raft of subcontractors were stung, receiving little or no payment for the work they'd done. The unfinished building stood as a shell, and the children walked past it every school morning for a year. Eventually, a new main contractor was appointed to finish out the school, and in September 2012, it opened its doors to a very excited community.
Classrooms are so spacious and everything compared to the last school. It's really nice.
It is beautiful. It is absolutely lovely. Like, and the children all love it as well. Do you know what I mean? Because they have computers and lovely wardrobes and slide robes and white blackboards.
From the gates of the new school, you look out over the plains of Limerick. It's big and bright and airy, and it's got large classrooms equipped with whiteboards and walls of storage covered with sliding doors. Each classroom in the new school feels the same size as the whole of the old school.
Do you know when you're not going to get paid?
Yeah, you know, because it's always happened. Yeah? You put in for X amount of money on your claim and you only get half it or three quarters of it.
It happened, the school was built and we thought everything was hunky-dory, as I say, everything was going to work out fine, but
they're only in it 12 weeks and this is what's going on, you know, and 2 builders later, it's all wrong. It's all wrong.
It's Thursday, 22nd of November, 2012. It's 2:50 p.m. I've just received a text message from my son's school. Urgent message. Contractors have removed items from the school. We have to rally at the school to try and stop them. Please come, if you can, to support. Not knowing what the text message means, Mary and Mairead grabbing recorders and microphones, we race down to the school to find out what's happening.
Can I talk to yourselves?
We're not really on radio.
We're a local company, Greyhern Media. Right, so we just said we'd come down and try and, you know, get as many voices and that as we can. So can you tell me like what's going on at the moment?
I got a phone call this evening to try and get up here as quick as I could. So within a half an hour, you had probably nearly every parent here.
The school text all the parents to tell them to come down, you know, an urgent message. Of course, it was a sudden shock to the teachers and to the principal of the school.
Could you explain to me what's happening here?
Somebody is coming here and doors everything out and I don't know what's happened here.
The vans were parked down the road waiting for the students to go, so when the students left, the vans came in.
6 or 7 vans just stormed the building, the school.
I think they forced way into the school, or they're not going to rush into the school. Took their fittings and fixtures, their fitted presses and their doors.
Inside the school building, Principal Siobhan O'Flynn and Teacher Anne-Marie Ryan are amongst the teachers getting to grips with what's happened in the past hour.
I mean, this isn't real, it doesn't seem real. Everyone's shocked. We were shaking. We were going around. They were appearing like Ninja Turtles, you know, and surrounding doors, going in every direction and taking doors.
That's one of the worst rooms affected.
This one here, yeah. You could bring me in maybe.
Today it was 2:40, just as the children were leaving. We were told the children to just leave quickly, that so we knew there was something up.
One of the subcontractors, against our better judgment, gained access. We actually brought him in to talk to him because he seemed upset. He took an opportunity to leave the room as if he had a phone call, but actually what he did was he went down to the fire exit to allow the other subcontractors who were parked around there in.
As we were getting the children out, we could see the men coming in with drills in their hands. They were coming in a back door as the children were going out the front door. They started taking down doors and anything they put up, basically, they started taking. Everything off their hinges just gone.
We haven't been paid for our products. The products are our property until paid for in full. They're our goods until paid for in full. They are on all our paperwork, always have been. That's our terms and conditions. And we've just removed our stuff. All the fire doors, all the doors inside in the building, classroom doors everywhere have been removed. I've issued a principle with documentation.
We do feel that we're a soft target, and we're very disappointed too, because I would have felt we'd a nice. I had a working relationship with a lot of these men throughout the summer. I was here a lot. You know, I knew them all by first name, and we had a lot of chat and nice chat and discussion, and talk about the progress throughout the summer, and we were all very happy with the way things were at the time. I thought, I am certainly sympathetic to them in that they haven't been paid for their work, and I would stress that, but I do think this is not the way to go about it.
What were we meant to do? They were very intimidating, so we didn't know whether legally we could stop them or what we had to do, basically. So in the end, I suppose we tried to lock the gate outside, but we couldn't. They had thought of that, and they had the gate barricaded with their own van. So it ended up two parents standing in front of the van, and then the community all got word and rallied around.
A line of white vans with builders' logos is curved bumper to bumper from the school up to the gate. Their exit is blocked by an angled van and a jeep on the road. The crowd of parents at the gate is swelling.
My daughter goes to the school, she's in senior infants.
When did you find out about this?
My mother rang me about 3:15, and she just told me what was happening and said, get down here as soon as I could. And there was kind of a crowd gathering at that stage. So members of the community were standing in front of the first van there and stopping them from going out, and then they pulled the cars up in front of them then. So.
Well, I arrived at about 4:15, I'd say, and the vans are here at the gate, so I pulled my vehicle up in front of. I stopped the men pulling out. There's money due. Someone hasn't been paid. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but there's money. They're talking about money now, so that's the route of it. We'll stay all night. If it takes that, we'll stay here all night. Yeah.
From the edge of the crowd, a single Garda by his squad car looks on. Metres away from the parents at the gate, but hidden from view by their vans, the subcontractors are standing together.
Okay. Yeah, Ger Rice Macro Joinery.
And what's happening here, Ger?
I supplied all the internal joinery to the contractor. We supplied the last of it in June of this year. It's now November.
And have you been paid for any of
We've
that
got
work?
Half our money. Because people here are going to go under. They're owed money. They're going to go under because they've been cut this year already by other contractors. It's got really serious in the last 6 weeks, but we're getting over. Contractor apparently is uncontactable.
Are there a number of other contractors here?
There's about seven of us all together.
Is there anyone else here that you think that I could talk to?
Seamus there over there. He's Doug Dovetail, yeah, that guy.
This
there.
Man here talking
yeah.
to the guard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seamus Cusick from Dovetail Fitter Furniture. I fully understand why the parents are upset, but like the other side of it as well is if their employer turned around to them in the morning and said, I'm not paying you this week, what would they do?
Can you describe the scene for me?
Well, sure, it's a peaceful protest. As if it is. There's no anguish from either side. It's like a standoff.
It's cold. It's beginning to rain on the parents.
Generations involved.
Yeah, I've a 6-year-old granddaughter up at home crying because she wants her new school back.
The community have been fighting for the school, and only opened last September for the first time.
We just don't want to put up, like we've been waiting years for this. So we're waiting until that school's put back together.
Oh, it's pure panic. Sure, like it's a new school. Where's your child going to go to school in the morning? And sure, we have to do something. We had to defend the kids, if anything, do you know. So.
I do sympathise with the parents because I know like they have to have kids going to school in the morning. It's not fair on them. but it's not fair on us either. I have a child of my own. I have a house like they have. I'm in the exact same position as they are as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's no difference.
How long will you stay here?
Stay here till I get my check.
It's only opened in September. Yeah, it's only,
the damage is being assessed in the school. September.
This is the main say gym. As you can see, all the main doors have been taken by the contractors.
It's quite eerie in here with that emergency
actually,
lighting.
It is actually, yeah, yeah. I mean, it hasn't got a... There's not a good feeling around here now at the moment, to be honest about it. So hopefully somewhere down the line it'll be resolved, but it could take all night, it could take until tomorrow, you know. Hopefully that they don't come back in again and stand up to them if possible. If they're going to try and take more stuff, then we'll try and try to come through that door. I'll put myself in the way.
The school has taken action and is applying to the High Court for an injunction.
Our solicitor has gone into the court at the moment at 5 o'clock, so we're waiting to hear back from her to stop the contractors from removing the property. That's what I understand she's trying to do, yeah.
The injunction means that they have to leave every single thing they've taken out somewhere on the school premises. They can't leave with anything in their vans. Everything has to be left, and that they'll be in contempt of court if they attempt to take anything out. The solicitor was very clear when she was on to Siobhan and Dearmer there, yeah. It's
got really serious. The contractors too are taking action.
What have you done up to now?
Contractor apparently he's signed authority of his company financial control to his accountant, and he is uncontactable. But we have contacted his accountant now, and 10 minutes later the contractor phoned us after nothing for 2 months, wanted to speak with us, and I says, come down here with your checkbook and we'll speak to you. We hate doing this.
The parents at the gate are planning a roster for the night. It's not clear what exactly is happening within the school, but they're adamant they won't be moving.
As an act of solidarity for the children and for the community, we decided we all have to be here tonight, like, and just pull together, like.
It's a bad night, like, it's wet and cold.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal, all right. But sure, look, if it has to be done, it has to be done. I mean, we're just trying to keep some crowd out here at the moment.
There's a solicitor gone to get an injunction, as far as I know, against the builders from taking the stuff off the premises, because the stuff strictly belongs to the school, the doors, the fit presses, and that they belong to, you know, the school itself, like.
So there's a lot of people gathering and still people kind of coming as well.
Yeah, they're doing a roster up there now at the moment. They're doing a roster of shift work now for the night. You know, kind of, we're not expecting to have the injunction until tomorrow morning. You know?
So it's only about 5:30 now. So is there a plan to keep here for the rest of the night?
Right throughout the night.
For an hour or 2 hours during the night, just so we've always somebody here, like.
To make sure that the stuff doesn't leave the premises, like.
I've heard the teachers are still inside because they can't actually get out. They're blockaded in because of the vans.
Yeah, no, their cars are blocked in, so they pretty much. I think they've decided to stay there for most of the night. But I mean, like, you know, if we're going to stay there, they'll stay there. It's kind of a combined effort, you know. It's important to them, like, as it is to us.
Siobhan, the principal, is waiting on word from the school solicitor.
They have to leave.
They're desperate enough to do this. You know, I mean, a lot of people would say that now. I'm prepared to go to jail because
I know.
They've nothing to lose a lot of the time.
Maybe there's news here now. No, any news? No? Nothing? Nothing happening out there? No? Susan?
Oh, that must have been her.
Hello? Hello, Susan. The order of court has been issued to your address now. Yeah, emailed to your address now, yeah. I'm going to put you on loudspeak. One sec now.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
The two things on each of them, and get the order of court, put it in a plastic folder or something and put it up on the gate.
Okay.
I'll head up there and get the email.
Bring it down, because the guard wants to read it then straight away.
At the moment, right this very moment, we're waiting for the injunction to be served. There is a local person, a parent, and he's gone up to his house to print off the injunction coming directly from the solicitor. Then it'll be served, and then the guard can issue notice for the men to leave and leave the property behind.
You must be hungry and tired and cold. And
yeah, but I suppose, you know, we're not focusing on that. We're just focusing on getting resolution, hopefully.
Can you get the flash up on this?
A couple of the teachers head outside.
What are you doing there now?
We're taking the pictures of the names of the outside the van, so we have it on record.
The contractors look on.
Hey, Seamus, how are you?
Well.
How are things?
Not too bad. It could be better. Yeah, sure, we're still in the same situation. We haven't got served with the injunction yet, so we have to just wait and see what's going to happen over that then.
Have you talked to your family? Do they know where you are?
They do, yeah. Sure, they're supporting us, like, you know, because we're owed money and that's the end of it.
Darkness has fallen now and there's still a crowd outside the gates. Have you spoken to or have any communication with the community?
No, there's no communication, no. No, nothing at all.
As an
connect as solidarity for the children and for the community.
5:30 p.m. The RTE news crew has arrived to cover the story, starting with the parents at the gate.
Do you think you'll stay the night? If it drags on?
As long as it takes.
Yeah, and how? I beg your pardon. How do you feel about the fact that you could spend a long night here?
Well, we're angered, absolutely. But I mean, we have to stay here. We can't let him get away. This is the property of the school and the children. I mean, who's suffering? Only the children again. We fought a long time for this school.
Do you have any sympathy for the subcontractors, the family people themselves? They say they're owed money.
Well, yes, I suppose I do, that they are owed money. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it is our children. And we're going to stand our ground.
Okay, well done. You're fair play. You spoke very strongly.
Katie.
I beg your pardon. But really, we couldn't see her.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, I didn't realise you were filming.
Yeah,
sorry.
We know.
Sorry, Clinton, just a second.
RTE's presence is causing a stir.
Yeah, she's going in now. Yeah.
The media are gathering in the school building.
It's Arctic weather out there.
The staff room has become a situation room. This is a breaking news story, and the media are working closely together.
Well, as I'm in the staff room now, I've got five media people here in my clerk work. Yeah, this battery is going to go soon, actually. Enda? No, you're gone, Paddy. Yeah. Can you charge it up? I said, yeah. Hi.
Barry Duggan, the Irish Independent.
Okay, hi, Barry.
Eric, last questions. I'll just take notes here on the back.
Feel free to ask if I don't ask the right questions, Barry.
Sure.
Siobhan, what's your surname again?
O'Flynn.
Siobhan O'Flynn, you're the principal here at Kilfinnan National School. In your words, what happened today at the end of the school day?
At about 2:30, an employee of one of the subcontractors joined.
You're still here anyway?
I'm still here.
Are you electricians?
I'm an electrician, yeah.
Electrician. What's your name?
Mike Brown.
What brought you out today?
No one will stand up in this country. I mean, look at where this country has gone. It's gone like it was in the French Revolution. There's a rich people and there's poor people. And the rich are eating their food, and we are eating cake. You can check that one up, Marie Antoinette. All right.
Okay.
And we're eating cake.
Could I have a quick word with some of your parents?
Parents,
yeah. Can you describe the scene?
The scene is, at the moment here, we have a lot of parents, but I mean a lot of parents are working. I finished early today, so I can only imagine the crowd will swell later on this evening.
And where do you see this going from here?
I really don't know. Depending on whether the injunction comes back or not, I think will determine how it progresses this evening. The blockade will stay in place. I don't know what the resolution is going to be quite honest with you, but we're steadfast in what we have to do, and we'll be here for the long haul.
Press quotes are being sought from the main contractor in the Department of Education.
Sorry, could I just get one quick photo of you, please?
Yeah.
The story of the Kilfinnan school standoff is going
the
national.
The doors are gone.
This is the door.
Photographs are being taken to suit the story.
The doors were over there. So
will you just stand here for me like that? And just like this. The way I'm looking.
I don't want to be too dramatic.
Okay.
No, don't make me do dramatic things.
Okay, we'll just get you in the door. Come forward a tiny bit for me. That's perfect. Lovely. And come forward again right into the under the door, please. Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Hi, Marion. Hi, I'm try and get. There was a lot of talk outside by parents and by community members and by the men themselves that they would sit it out and that people would stay through the night if necessary. And nobody wants to see that because it's raining and it's cold outside and it shouldn't happen. This shouldn't be going on at all anyway. But so we really have to hold tough now and just see what the next step is and what they will do when they receive the injunction.
The injunction has arrived. The school is buzzing.
Christmas present for you.
Oh, early Christmas present. Thank you, dear man.
I don't know how it will work out. I can't say. But we'd watch and wait.
Yeah.
And hope for the best.
What have I to do? I have to hand it.
Yeah, so
the guard not do that?
No. In the presence of the guard.
We all know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
Come on, we'll all go. It's not a nice evening out.
Okay. Mind yourselves down the steps.
It's 7 p.m. The staff, surrounded by members of the media, are leaving the building to serve the injunction to the subcontractors.
Who's that with that camera there now?
I have no idea.
Has anyone got a light that we can shine on the papers just to check that we've handed to the right people? Even a phone app. Have you got a torch?
They've got the back of that van. They're having a discussion in again.
This is the first time they've come face to face since the subcontractors entered the school 4 hours earlier.
Why not? It's mud here.
Yes.
There are two parts.
Siobhan is handing a copy of the injunction to each of the subcontractors.
We're very reluctantly handing you these. I mean, this is not the way we would. Okay. We don't do this kind of thing, and I've never, ever in my life had to do anything like this before. And
neither of you, I know, but
this is just not the way we want to do things, and I'm sure the same with you. But let's hope you can come to some kind of sensible decision.
Okay. Thank you.
One of the most horrible things I've ever had to do in my life.
Parents speculate from the other side of the gate.
There's some bit of movement going on, so we're hoping. We're hoping.
No, but how long do they have to get off the property?
They can walk away. If they want to take the vehicles with them, they must empty the vehicles. Either way, they have to leave the premises. So it's up to them now.
Have you been here all afternoon? I've kind of noticed you, I think.
I just went home for a cuppa.
Are you frozen?
Yeah, small bit. Well, I suppose at least we're getting somewhere now. It's better than what it was an hour ago.
Oh, and yeah, it's thrilled.
You're from The Leader, are you?
I am, yeah.
But you're trying to keep it on the Twitter as well.
Yes, trying to keep the tweet machine updated. With my frozen fingers.
Is there a lot of interest in it on Twitter?
There is. Supposedly the editor just takes me there and said that there's a lot following it on Twitter as well. So, yeah.
So it's gone national.
It is. Oh, it is. Yeah, Shorty year here and the Irish Independent are here. Limerick 95. So it's a big story for Kilfinan.
The subcontractors are pacing the car park.
It is very cold.
Some dressed only in jumpers as the night wears on.
The tough people, aren't they? It's out there all night in the rain.
How do you explain this situation to your children? Do you talk to them about it?
Yeah, no, the small ones. When I have a big family. I have three adult kids, and they know what's going on. I have another 16-year-old, and he knows what's going on. But the little ones, then I don't bother talking to them. They don't understand these things. But I made my choices. I mean, we all make our choices. I made a choice to be a subcontractor. So contractors need to get together and just say we're not working for anyone else unless it's sorted out. But they won't, because they have mortgages and bills to pay. I mean, that could go on. If you did that, you could go on 6 months. Like, you know how the government is so slow to do anything. Maybe it's a bit drastic, but just someone had to bring it to attention now. I mean, all the subcontractors in the country have lost.
It's 7:30 p.m. The rights and wrongs of the situation are being weighed up by the parents.
Obviously, subcontractors haven't been paid. It's the same old story again all over. You'd be wondering who's right, who's wrong. Is it the department? I don't know. Like, at the end of the day, you're handing out money and it's not going to the proper source, and they're left with this resort. Like, I mean to say, like, I'd have to feel sorry for them.
It wasn't a very good idea, whoever thought it up. But I suppose they're annoyed, and you can't blame them.
We're not happy. I mean, obviously, it has to come down to the department, I imagine. I mean, they select these builders to finish these jobs and they give them these projects. So, I mean, one side of the coin is we do understand the grievance that these people have. We're both caught in the middle to a certain degree.
There's no winners here for anybody. And in the times we live in, I mean, we understand it's hard for everybody. But, you know, I think there could have been other, you know, options explored.
7:45 p.m. One of the subcontractors' phones is ringing.
Hello? Yeah, how are you? No, we're outside the building, we're in the driveway of the building. Well, all the media here, the whole lot here, RTE here, the whole lot here. There is, yeah. Not really, I mean, we're just starting to dress up, trying to make a living, like if we're seen on camera too, you know, that we might lose other projects, you know. I know. Listen, we talked to Joe Rice here, as one of the boys. Okay, it's Sean Gallagher,
the presidential candidate. All right.
Well, why was he ringing you?
Because he's fighting this the whole time. About
subcontracting.
Yeah, he was trying to get a law put in, and they wouldn't listen to him either. He was trying
to get a law put in. Would you do something on TV before I go?
We're talking to Sean now. He's on about putting us, getting a spokesman.
Yeah, a spokesman where? In Dublin?
No, I was going to ask Indikini, but...
Are you going to comply with the injunction?
Well,
we don't necessarily have to make any decisions straight away. Yeah.
So you could, you're still at this moment in time thinking you'd be here overnight, are you?
Well, like, the only people that are stopping us from going are the parents, you know. Like, the guards aren't stopping us from going either.
There's black humour about thoughts of going to jail.
Have you had any dinner?
I believe they give out good dinners in jail.
That's Sean Quinn.
So we could go up to Sean Quinn, he might teach us how to make a million.
Does it help that there's 4 or 5 of you here?
Yeah, of course it does, but there's still a small crowd against the government, shall we say.
And do you feel that's what it is?
It's because they don't listen to us. No one listens to your ordinary Joe Soap playing your taxes or doing whatever you're trying to survive in the worst recession in the country.
Would you not just say that in camera before I go? Please, come on.
Is it good, is it?
It is, yeah.
RTE's Cathy Halloran tries to persuade the subcontractors to go on camera. They're reluctant, worried about future work.
Yeah. Seriously?
I'll see, you know, we'll talk to Joe, we'll see.
Well, we have to hit the road, like, I'm never going to make the 9
o'clock. Yeah, there's deadlines to be met.
Sorry, lads,
I'm worried. You won't get the coverage if you don't do this.
Cathy is up against the deadline.
We just have to get the road.
Can you give a decision
tonight, make a decision tonight, I'd say, but...
Despite Sean Gallagher's offer of a spokesperson in Dublin, the contractors will continue to represent themselves.
Okay. But the bidder will make an offer or whatever, we'll have to wait and see, you know.
Okay. So he's incommunicado tonight?
Yeah. Well,
he can't make contact with him, yeah?
He hasn't been...
Seamus.
Well, look, we just need to talk. Let's listen.
Okay.
I
know.
All right. Okay, we don't want to force your hand. All right.
Would you be prepared to go to jail?
Well, I actually would, because this is actually happening all over the country.
Have you been burnt before?
Oh, yeah. This is my third time, and this is twice on the same job. There was a previous builder here, and he caught me as well.
What did you expect would be the...
I knew this was going to happen, and there'd be a high court injunction. I knew that, because this has happened. It has happened all over the place, you know. But no one... It's only just another story for another day. That's all it is.
It's 8 p.m. Regardless of the icy rain, parents are continuing to keep a presence at the gates.
The numbers have thinned, but it's...
Well, they're going home for something to eat and they're coming back down in relays. Someone here all the time.
It's quite well organised, really.
Oh, yeah. On short notice.
Are you here for the night?
Well, let's stay here as long as it takes.
The subcontractors have moved closer to the school building and are standing under the roofed area extending from the front door.
How are you, lads?
For the first time, a group of school staff and board of management joined the subcontractors for private negotiations outside the school door.
Please, can you give us a bit of privacy, please?
Was it good to get to talk to the school there now?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. They're very decent people. Like, sure, they're very decent people as well. But that's the way it is. That's the way the country is, like, at the moment, you know. The more of a scoundrel you are, the better you get on in this country.
As the meeting breaks, a message comes through from the main contractor. It sounds like a breakthrough. The main contractor is to send an email to subcontractor Jerry Rice outlining an offer of payment.
Thank you.
That was from St. Jonathan. They sent us some pizzas down.
While the subcontractors wait on the email with the payment offer, parents arrive with food for them.
We brought down sandwiches from my sister's pub that she was making all day for the crowd outside here, outside the gate, the teachers. And we're after bringing down sandwiches to the boys, and Sintra's after supplying hot pizzas for the
contractors as well.
Yeah.
I would have been afraid to eat it an hour ago.
The sharing of the food is a turning point of sorts.
These boys have suffered an awful lot over the last few months, obviously. I never knew what they were going through until today. It's all coming out. And there's that cycle around the country. And I'm glad that we're able to talk about it. And there's no hostility outside that gate, nothing at all hostility against these people. They have to do what they have to do in order to get paid for the job that they've done.
Doing,
inside the situation room as well, sandwiches and buns are being handed out.
How am I feeling? I suppose still a bit kind of shaken by all of this, because it's happening still and we don't know where, it's not resolved yet. So, you know, I suppose still a bit That's the only word I can use, shaken and rattled. We thought, I suppose, that the only time we might be interviewed by RT would be when on opening day, because there was so many problems down the line with actually getting the school up, built and opened. And we never envisaged, not at all, that anything like this could possibly happen.
The email has just arrived from the main contractor. It commits to paying 90% of the money owed. 40% is to be paid tomorrow, with another 20% in a week's time, and 30% down the line. But it has a get-out clause.
There's no lowering.
Now, Lauder does not terminate the contract of DPD construction.
That's going to be terminated tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
If the Department of Education breaks a contract in the morning, there will be no payments at all.
To finish the bits and pieces. And they're going to terminate the contract anyway. How are we supposed to agree to that?
There are two ways around the impasse. The subcontractors will try to get the main contractor to drop the get-out clause. The school will contact local Senator James Heffernan to see can he get confirmation from the Department of Education that the main contract won't be broken in the morning.
How long have you been here?
What time was I called? About 3:30.
So you've been here the whole time?
Well, no, I went up and I made sandwiches and tea and soup and brought them back down, and we've been up and down.
Okay.
It's pretty cold now.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a starry night. It's just kind of frosty.
Yeah.
Could I get a bit of reaction here at the gate from anyone?
We want to go home.
You want to go home. What time is it? Does anyone know what time it is?
5 to 9.
On a laptop in the Situation Room, the teachers are gathered to watch how their story is reported on the 9 o'clock news.
A clean-up in Gaza as a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas brings an end to 8 days of violence. And a High Court injunction stops subcontractors removing equipment from a school in Limerick. Staff and parents at the local national school in Kilfinan in County Limerick secured a High Court injunction this evening preventing 6 subcontractors from removing doors and other equipment from the school. The contractors claimed that they're owed over €140,000 for work carried out at the school.
Parents were still gathered outside Kilfinan's school tonight as a standoff developed between them and 6 subcontractors.
Already the bulletin is behind events.
Following an application to the High Court tonight, an injunction was served on...
The main contractor won't drop his get-out clause.
...from removing any equipment or trespassing on school grounds, and they could...
Senator James Heffernan has just called. He's gotten a commitment from the Department of Education which negates the main contractor's get-out clause. He's sending an email to the school to confirm this.
...until the fire doors have been replaced.
It looks like it's coming to a good outcome anyway.
The news is given to the subcontractors waiting at the front door.
Is there a resolution or...?
Yeah. Just waiting for an email to come through to start it. Right. She's been started on the second.
Okay.
Siobhan and Deputy Principal Moore are standing by the computer in reception, awaiting Senator Heffernan's email.
Breathing a sigh of relief.
Big sigh of relief, thank God. All is well that ends well.
The email with the department's commitment still hasn't arrived. There's a knock on the locked door. It's Ger Rice. The subcontractors have agreed that there's no need to see the email. They will act on the word of the school. They're backing up the vans.
We're near now.
We'll put everything back in for tomorrow morning. We'll stay on until we'll work all night and we'll put everything back in. The kids won't have no distress, no disturbance.
As the subcontractors go to work putting the doors and furniture back into the school, Siobhan walks out to address the parents at the blockade.
Sure, I think everybody's here, are they pretty much? Yeah. First of all, thank you all so much. As it stands now, we're saying full steam ahead tomorrow. We're hoping that everything will be put back in place. So it's been awful, I need to say, and it's been awful for everybody in the community. But as it was when we were trying to get the school built in the first place, parent and community power has won the day again. None of the staff are from here, but we really, really appreciate everything now. So thanks again. Okay. And thanks for the chips and the sandwiches and the tea and the soup.
Like, it's long drawn out, but you're standing your home makes an awful difference these days, isn't it? When there's no money, you have to stand your home for something. So.
Well, these journalists better be good now and hang the doors, boy. A lot of work ahead of them now.
What's going on here now?
What's kind of the last few bits?
They're actually putting back the stuff. They're bringing it in, the stuff that has been taken out, and they're putting it back again.
What are you going to tell the children when you get home?
I suppose they're going to be disappointed that the school tomorrow, I suppose. There'll be no lying in the morning. I suppose try and get them to sleep then. Yeah. With all the excitement.
That's it, the whole town is ablaze with...
Yeah. Well, it just shows that a community can come together and make things happen when they need to. Hopefully it is the end of it for a while anyway.
The boys are putting it back to stuff.
There'll be no need to return to the old school building. They're lovely pieces of furniture. But for the subcontractors and others like them in the country, the future is still uncertain.
In reality, what does this mean for you now tomorrow? Like, what kind of headaches is it? Well, that's it, still going to be there when
it leaves me short to pay the wholesalers and what happened, you know?
Like, you're chasing money, the people then chasing you for money?
Yeah. There's contractors, subcontractors going bust every day of the week. And they still won't change it, the government. They're all flying off to Europe and they're on the razzle-dazzle of Europe. And they can't sort out the small problems.
Are there any winners in
this? No one wins. No one wins in these things. Oh, no, the government wins. They're getting these jobs done for half nothing. And the builders are forcing down the prices. You meet a builder, they get the job. They say, all right, I'll give you the job, but you have to give me a discount before you get the job. So the Department of Education wins because they're obviously going with the lowest contract.
Limerick Today on Limerick's Live 95 FM.
But from some contractors' point of view, they would say, well, we did something dramatic and it has had an impact.
Yes, they're getting a result.
So the question now is, will that be the touch paper for similar excursions by subcontractors into schools elsewhere in Limerick or around the country?
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock on Friday, the 23rd of November. We're going now to that extraordinary series of events at Kilfinan National School in County Limerick. We're joined by local Senator James Heffernan. He lives in Kilfinan.
You know, whatever you know, one thinks of the actions that were taken yesterday, it has really highlighted an issue.
The next day, as the subcontractors receive their first 40%, the issues raised in the standoff make news far beyond Kilfinan. Questions are asked of the government and the Minister for Education.
We want to make sure that not only we get the buildings that we need from an educational point of view, but that those who work in providing those buildings are properly treated and properly paid.
The standoff is over and classes are going to start in about 3.5 minutes' time. We're delighted to have
Mary, Mairead and myself returned to work the following morning. Like many in Kilfinan, still reeling from being at the centre of what became a national story. My son and all of Kilfinan's primary school pupils returned to their classrooms, largely unaware of what had happened. How subcontractors, parents, school staff had stood up and fought for their families, their businesses and their community. How they came together to find a resolution that worked for all sides. My son and his friends will grow up in a post-Celtic Tiger Ireland, an Ireland which increasingly pits against each other the many who can take no more.
Take No More was a Grey Heron Media production for RTE Radio 1. It was produced by Mary MacDonnell, Dermot McIntyre and Mairead O'Connor. Production supervision for RTE by Liam O'Brien.